started school in a one-room schoolhouse in Lincoln Park. And it was first through eighth grade. In that one room with a big stove in the middle, and they had a separate room off to the side, what I never could understand as an adult, where they had a coal room where the coal truck would come up and actually dump into the room, dump coal into the room. And if it, the weather was bad, they couldn't get the truck in. You had to carry the coal from the top of the hill up next to the Parker's property. We had to go up the hill and get the coal. And they had no running water, no running water in school. And a outside toilet. At that first school I went to, first through second grade, they packed their lunch. You packed your lunch from home.
Okay.
Your mother packed what she wanted you to eat.
Right.
And there was a spring. You had to walk to the spring to get the water. And the teacher, I remember two of the teachers, because they stayed with my mother, Miss Oliver and Miss Bessie. And then there was a young lady from Burnsville who I think stayed there maybe a half a year or a year, Cindy Griffith. She was a black teacher, and she grew up here in Burnsville. She was my second cousin. Cindy actually taught there for 1 year, I think. But I was gone. I wasn't there for that, I don't think. And after we left there, I think we went to the church basement.